products. So guys, here's the strategy that we use to gather customers. One of the biggest mistakes people make is they go out there and try to sell gas or electricity. This is not about sales. This is not going out there and trying to tell your friends and family how much you know about energy, because your friends and family know you don't know a lot about gas and electricity. This is about going to a few friends and family and asking them for help, to do you a favor. The reason your friends and family are Ambit customers is not because they love Ambit. The reason your customers are your customers is because of the relationship that they have with you. One of the biggest mistakes people make is they pick up the phone and they start talking rates to their friends and family, and their friends and family know they don't know what they're talking about. So how likely are they to become a customer? Guys, the system that we use to gather customers is this, okay? The first thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to call up my friend Danny. Danny's a neighbor of mine. We've known each other for 20 years. We play softball together. Our kids play together. If my car broke down, I know I'd call him and he'd be there. If he needed something from me, I could call him, vice versa. So guys, I call up my friend Danny, and the first thing that I do when I call him up, Danny, how are you? This is Ray. How's everything going?
How are you doing, Ray? How's the family?
Danny, listen, I need a favor from you. Guys, step number one is the favor. The reason your customers are switching over to Ambit Energy is to help you out. So let them know up front that they're doing you a favor. Danny, this is Ray. Listen, I need a favor from you.
Okay, anything.
Okay, guys, that's easy. Most people aren't going to be that easy. Most people, when I say, Danny, I need a favor, they're going to say what, Danny?
What is it, Ray?
That's right. 9 out of 10 times, they're going to say, what is it? Now, guys, the biggest mistake you make when they say, what is it? Well, I started working for Ambit Energy, and we're taking advantage of the deregulation of gas and electricity. You're done right there. You're done. Step number one is ask for the favor. Danny, listen, I need you to do me a favor. What is it? Great. Danny, if it won't cost you anything, it won't inconvenience you, you're guaranteed to save money, and it's important to me, would you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, guys, sometimes that's not always real. Some people will. You know who will do that? Your grandmother will do that. You've got a handful of friends who are going to do it because they see it's important to you. But what they say most times, well, tell me a little bit about it. And, guys, what I do, step number two, is to get the yes. Danny, will you do me a favor? What is it?
What is it?
Danny, did you hear what I said? It won't cost you anything. It won't inconvenience you. In fact, you're going to save some money, and it's important to me. Danny, how long have we been friends for?
5 years.
Okay. Have I ever helped you out?
Always.
This is important to me. Would you do me a favor and help me out?
If it won't cost me anything?
Danny, it won't. You're guaranteed to save money. Will you help me out?
Okay.
Okay. Guys, step number two is get the yes. I don't go any further until he agrees to do me a favor. I'm not calling a stranger. I'm calling somebody that if he called me up in the middle of the night and broke down, I'd go pick him up. His wife comes to my house to borrow sugar. Why would he not do me a favor if he's guaranteed to save money? If nothing changes, it's not going to inconvenience him, and it's important to me. Why would he not do that? So, guys, he says yes. Step number three is critical, and here's why. I talked to more people. In fact, we were with a waitress last night at a restaurant, and Brian McClure prospected her, and she's already a customer. And Brian asked her, did the person who signed you up as a customer present the business to you? And guess what she said? She'd be a great consultant. She sat there and went through 15 desserts and did a great presentation for us. But the person was so focused on gathering a customer that they passed over a potential opportunity. Do you want to gather customers and make 5 cents or 50 cents, or do you want to bring in somebody who becomes an executive consultant in your business? So, guys, here's your safety net. I call up my friend Danny. I ask him for a favor. He says yes. Okay, I get the yes. Step number three is, Danny, I started my own business.
What is it, Ray?
Guys, that's what I want him to say. You know what your safety net is? I started my own business. You know what one of the most popular Google searches is today? Home-based business. Why? Because our economy is so bad, because people are struggling financially, and more so than ever before, there's more people looking for alternative ways to make extra income. So what I say to Danny is, Danny, I've started my own business. Now, if he starts asking me questions, I don't sign him up as a customer. He's showing an interest. There's my safety net. I'd rather him start saying, is this something I can do? Danny, I started my own business. If he doesn't say anything, step number four is my why. Because one of two things is going to happen. If I tell him I started my own business and he doesn't say anything, my why might. I personally started my own business because a good friend of mine from Texas called me up and told me to buy a scale with this business, Danny. He told me we're going to make so much money that we're not going to be able to count it. We're going to have to weigh it. So this is the ticket for me to become financially free. Now, guys, you need to figure out your why. Think about this. You're going to the in-laws. You're going to some relatives, and you say, I started my own business so the wife can be home with your nieces and nephews. Or so your daughter can be home with the grandkids. Or because I've got two kids in high school and I started looking at the price of colleges. You need to let this person know why you're doing this business for two reasons. They might say, is this something that I can do? I've got kids in high school too. I've got kids that I want my wife to stay home and raise and not send to daycare. So guys, those are your two safety nets. Now, if I tell Danny I started my own business and my why, and he doesn't ask questions, he's a great customer. He's not interested. So what's step number five? Danny, grab your energy bill. Grab your energy bill. And guys, when I'm on the phone to gather a customer, I've got my website pulled up. Why? Because I've always been told if you want something done right, do it yourself. You don't want to send a customer to your website and they call you back an hour later. Hey, I think I hit this green energy thing. What is that? Or I signed up by mistake on this. Guys, do it yourself. Why? Because I want to make it as easy for him as possible. If you want a loyal customer, get somebody and make it easy for him. So I say, Danny, can you grab your Con Ed bill right now, please?
Okay.
Great, Danny, here's what I'm going to need from you. I'm going to need your name, your address, just as it appears on your bill. Danny, I'm going to need your Con Ed account number. And guys, I'm going to walk him through the process. It takes literally 5 minutes to sign up a customer. And then I'm going to get his energy account. I'm going to help him set up his own personal web page. Okay, we're going to use what I always do when I sign up a customer is I use their name for a password. I put their first name in there. That's pretty easy for them to remember. Wouldn't you guys agree? And I sign Danny up. I go through the procedure. What else do I do? I do the third-party verification. I do it right then. Why? Because I want to make sure it gets done. I want to help that new person get paid. The sooner I can get them verified and get them go over to an active customer, the sooner we get that new consultant. So I'm going to help Danny go through that procedure. And guys, I'm done. Danny, I appreciate you being my customer. I get off the phone. What